The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest moments in the games.
Pagetrov finds Trocheck. Back out to Barkley. Goodrow, the shot!
The biggest voices in sports.
You're asking me dumb questions, guys. Really dumb questions. Jesus. We done? Thank you.
The heartbreak.
Edmonton will finish plus five in goal differential, but without a Stanley Cup to celebrate. A devastating loss for Edmonton, but an exhilarating win for Florida.
The celebrations.
A dream 30 years in the making.
Yeah!
Is it real?
Yeah!
The Florida Panthers have won the Stanley Cup.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That's right. It is the Bulletin Blitz on the Bart Winkler Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. It is Tuesday, April 29th, 2025. It is also the last day of the Milwaukee Bucks season, as I called yesterday on the Bulletin Blitz. So at least I was right. And so was Bart, because he had no inclination this season would continue. So let's start off with Giannis post-game. Just came into system. So Giannis taking subtle shots at the Pacers, but I think respectfully, here's Giannis saying, hey, you won, but be humble.
I believe like being humble in victory, that's how I am. Now there can be a lot of people out there that are like, no, when you win the game, it's a green light for you to be disrespectful towards somebody else. I disagree. I've won the championship. They haven't. Okay? And that doesn't say anything. I'm not trying to minimize their effort.
This whole problem and the whole issue that I have is the Pacers do, like they've won multiple championships. Or that they're beating the Bucks team even that won the championship. The Bucks team that they beat the last couple of years is a shell of itself and has been hurt. And they're running around out there like... It's just remarkable that they did it last year against the Knicks, too. I wish, as a Bucks fan, this series is over. I should move on with my life. But now I'm going to intently watch Cleveland and Indiana as if it's the most important thing that ever happened to me, because I want to see the Pacers go down because of how disrespectful they've been. It's just stupid.
Well, you'll get your chance pretty soon, because the Cavs did indeed sweep the Heat yesterday, 138-83. One of the most lopsided elimination games I'd ever seen. I mean, it was really pathetic on Miami's end. So I want to do this. I don't do it often, but I'm going to do a back-to-back here. We're going to listen to Donovan Mitchell saying dominating Miami in this fashion was special. But also, we're going to play Bam Adebayo right after that, saying changes are coming to the Heat this summer.
This is special. I was telling him, like, this is your first playoff series. This is what you're watching. This, like, something that isn't normal. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, appreciate the moment. Appreciate, you know, we've said it all series. This is not a 10-seed team. Like, you know what I mean? This is a very talented team that we were playing against, competing against. So, enjoying the moment. I think we've maybe got 2 days to do that, and then it's time to lock in on whoever it is.
What needs to change? I don't know. It's going to be a lot of changes this summer. Just from my point of view, understanding how, you know, the guy with the silver hair works. just be prepared for that.
Well, I think what we see in these 1-8 blowouts is they're already lopsided enough. Maybe we don't need to be allowing a team that was 37-45 into the postseason just because
Seriously.
They can beat up on a team that was 39-43. I mean, they were a 10 seed. They can say what they want at the front of that and say all the nice things, but Miami's not good, especially after they traded Jimmy Butler. you know, you get Wiggins back for him. That's not equal. They're not good. They shouldn't have been there. They should have got swept, and they did. This is Eric Spoelstra's team, man. I don't even know as good of a coach as he is that he had any prayer. And how old is Pat Riley? That's who Bam Adebayo was alluding to. 80 years old? Yeah, maybe, Pat, maybe we're good in Miami. Maybe team president. You know, take a page out of the Packers playbook. Mark Murphy's 70 years old. They won't let him be president anymore because they have a presidential age limit. Isn't that something? Pat Riley's 80. He ain't giving that up. Maybe he should.
Yep, and that'll be one of our caller folds as well, because maybe it's time for Heat culture to change, because Heat culture as it is right now, it's dead. Let's go to yesterday's Warriors win over the Rockets, 109-106. Jimmy Butler, he wound up leading all Golden State Warriors scorers with 27 points. But one of the highlights of the game is just Dylan Brooks really being a antagonizing gnat, as he always is. So Jimmy Butler's like, you could see him like mouthing his lips, like, okay, just you wait. Well, Jimmy Butler went ahead and did his thing in the second half. After the game, he makes it clear, Dylan Brooks, yo, I can't stand this guy.
Jimmy, you and Dylan got into it. It looked like you guys were having fun, like took it back to the playground almost, it looked like. What was it like out there? And it looked like you guys were like going back and forth. Did you enjoy that element of the game?
No, we're not having fun. Give me a record for this. I don't like Dylan Brooks, so we're never having fun. I'm a fierce competitor. He's a fierce competitor. But there ain't nothing fun about that.
All-time dumb decision and dumb tactic by Dylan Brooks. Why are you poking the bear? Jimmy Butler had 4 points in the first half, I believe. Finished with 27. Because you poke the bear. We know there's a playoff Jimmy. We weren't seeing playoff Jimmy. You tested the boundaries, and then you got playoff Jimmy. Stupid. Rockets had plenty of opportunities to not be down 3-1 in this series, and yet they're down 3-1 in this series.
Yeah. I mean, be careful what you ask for. Last one here, because if we don't play any football, this segment is null and void. It's almost illegal not to talk about the NFL. George Kittle and the 49ers get a deal done. So here is his message to the fans. This is courtesy of the 49ers social media.
What's up, guys? George Kittle here. How you doing? I'm doing great. We got that 4-year extension. Gonna be here plus 10 years. Have a good one. A lot of good times. Get the faithful fired up. Don't you just love good 49ers football, sweetie? Let's go.
Was that supposed to be comedy?
Yeah, that was terrible.
There's so many people that like have a comedic cadence and then don't say anything funny. That's from the J.J. Watt School of Broadcasting right there.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.